Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Happy Bicycle Safety Month.
That's right. May is Bicycle Safety Month, and it was established in 1956. And there's usually a lot of events revolving around this, but with the COVID situation, the League of American Bicyclists has moved a couple of the big events to September. But that certainly hasn't stopped people from getting out and riding their bikes. And we encourage you still to do that. They just say, you know, use social distancing. But and pedestrian traffic, and I want to touch base about that a little. So a couple things, though, with bicycles. Falls are the most common type of crash, but the most serious are when they're involved with a motor vehicle, too. And in 2018 here in Michigan, I looked up some stuff through the Michigan State Police, their crash reporting. We had 145 pedestrian deaths in Michigan and 21 bicyclists. So and in 2016, 840 bicyclists were killed in motor vehicle crashes in the U.S., so accounting for a little over 2% of all motor vehicle traffic fatalities. So even though they're a lot of fun, they're great exercise, they you know, they promote physical and mental health, we have to do some things when we're out there riding to ensure our safety. And I think first and foremost, our laws. So there are laws about bicycles, and especially if you're out on the roadway. So one big reminder is if you're a bicyclist, you have to follow the traffic laws. So you're supposed to be stopping at stop signs and for traffic signals. And a big thing, you're supposed to ride in the same direction as traffic rides. And I know a lot of people on bicycles, they tend to want to ride against the traffic. They feel they can see the cars coming.
Right.
But I think what people sometimes forget is when you're on a bicycle, your speeds are pretty good, you know, much more than a walker or somebody running. So your closing distance to that vehicle is a lot quicker. So it's important to ride with the traffic. And as far as a motorist, that's what they should be expecting when they see a bicyclist, is someone riding with the traffic. Yield to pedestrians. If you decide you're going to ride on the sidewalk, maybe it's safer if it's a really busy road that's congested. So you have to yield to the pedestrians that are on the sidewalk. All bikes should have brakes on them if you're operating on the roadway. And if it's nighttime or low light situation, you're required. You know, you have to have a white light on the front that's visible and a red reflector on the rear. And really, I would suggest rather than that red reflector, if you can get a small red light on the back, it's much more visible. Some are flashing in that, so they draw attention. And, you know, we talk about driver distractions. Some of the same things for a bicyclist. You're not supposed to be texting, and you know, you're supposed to keep both hands on the handlebars. I would remind bicyclists you're not allowed on limited access highways. And, you know, a lot of times on the Lapeer Connector, we'll see somebody go on there with a bicycle.
Sure.
You can be cited for a traffic violation on your bicycle. It won't go on your driving record. And, you know, just watch what you're doing. You know, follow the rules of the road, and there's less likelihood of being hurt. So some important tips for safety. First and foremost, wear a properly fitted helmet and make sure your bicycle fits you. You know, that's important. Helmets can protect you both in those falls and in a traffic crash if you get knocked off the bike. I would highly recommend wearing shoes that are closed toe and not sandals or flip-flops. And carry some identification on you. It's important. If you were involved in a serious enough accident where you couldn't communicate with the police, EMS, and fire, if you have some identification on you, it can assist us with, you know, contacts, finding out medical things about you that will help us with taking care of you.
Yep.
Before you go out on that bike, Paul, we have what we call, at the department, we do this for our patrol bikes, ABC Quick Check. So I check to make sure I have sufficient air in the tires, that my brakes are working, that the chain and the crank are operational, and I check all the quick releases on there to make sure that they're, you know, they're shut and something's not going to come apart, like a tire's not going to come off, the seat's not going to move. I check all those before I go out. And we certainly, we're always telling our officers, follow the traffic laws, and we tell our cadets that, you know, it's required And we're supposed to set the example. We're in a uniform on a bike. So, you know, it really makes a big difference for people to be predictable on a bicycle. Avoid distractions. So when bicyclists are riding in the opposite direction or they're on the sidewalk, they're not predictable. That leads frequently to crashes at intersections where drivers aren't expecting that driver to come from the wrong direction. And when the driver pulls out because they've looked and they think that it's clear to pull out, then we have a bike car crash there. Be visible. You know, high visibility clothing is important. Right. So, you know, so you stand out to drivers and motor vehicles, I would say.
All good advice. And especially right now, as people are, I know it's a little cooler now, but boy, over the weekend, there were a ton of bikes and walkers and roller skaters. Everybody wanted to get out and enjoy the nice weather this past weekend.
That's right. So a lot of people out there and a lot of young kids. So here's some tips for motorists. The September 2018 law here in Michigan, you have to allow 3 feet when you're passing a bicyclist on the road. Now, if that's not practical because of oncoming traffic, slow down. And even if you're making that 3 foot pass, slow down anyways. You never know what could happen. Something could change suddenly. You know, just slow down. And I notice that a lot. You know, I like to run and I try to get over on the shoulder and I generally move right up to people's lawns. And some people in vehicles are very good about moving over for you or slowing down. Some people, it's full steam ahead. And it might be one thing with an adult, but, you know, you brought up a good point. All these people that are out here, numerous people out here right now are kids on bikes. Yeah. They're not predictable. Kids dart out in traffic. I remember being 8 years old and crossing a busy road in front of a car because, one, you're young, you're inexperienced, you can't gauge how fast the motor vehicle is traveling and predict it. And this guy drove off the road to avoid me, and I stopped, and I was so scared I was going to get yelled at, and I didn't know what else. And his first thing was, "Are you okay?" And I was shook up, and he was obviously shook up. So, you know, like I said, young kids they're not predictable. You know what to do. And that's why, you know, around parks and schools, it's marked so much about drivers should slow down in that. When you're driving, if you're parked on the side of the road, you know, be careful opening your door out into traffic because people could be going by in a bicycle or other motor vehicles. And I want to remind drivers, if you come to a stop sign or a yield sign and there's a bicyclist on the intersecting roadway that has right of way, they do have the right of way. You have to let them pass first. You can't just pull out in front of them. And a good thing to do is try to make eye contact, and that's with pedestrians or bicyclists. And by making eye contact, it lets each of you know that, okay, I'm aware of the other person's there. And hopefully, you know, sometimes when I'm on a bicycle, I'll make eye contact and I'll point directly if I'm going to be making a turn and letting that driver know. Yeah. Don't drive in designated bike lanes. We don't have a lot of them here in town, but we have a few, you know, over on Erie and Glenwood especially. The only time a motorist can enter them is to make a turn, all right, so then they can. So we don't want you to drive or park in them. They're for the bikes. And the big thing for motorists, always be alert, avoid distractions, and, you know, don't drive impaired.
Yep, absolutely great advice. I think this year you're going to see a lot more people on bikes than normal just because there are so few things that we can still do. Bicycling is one of them. So I think you're going to see a lot of people getting their bikes out a little more often.
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of people criticize President Trump. He's always given us maybe whitewashing or too positive, but if there's something that comes positive out of this coronavirus is the idea of people getting together, families out there riding a bike, and, you know, people going out and exercising. So let's take a turn a positive from a negative, right? Yeah,
there you go.
Definitely.
Sounds good to me. All right, Bicycle Safety Month. This is the month to make sure that you bicycle safely. Get your bike checked out. Make sure that it's in good working order. Make sure that you can be seen. Do all those things that we talked about, and you'll have a good, safe bicycling season. Doug, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Paul.